Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Ashley Bastock coming up in about 20 minutes here. We continue to take stock of the Shahaters and the Shapporters. I think, and it is just easier to say. Shah-supporters is just, there's too many, there's like, you can't have like a comma in there, right?
Yeah, I'm glad we got there.
We landed the plane. I think that's what matters. But I think we should all be a little worried about our guy, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out Jake Murren for pointing this out to us in the pre-show. We're gonna play a couple of question and answers from Jerry Jeudy today.
Yeah, let's just check in with the guy.
Just checking in.
See how he's doing.
He had a couple moments, had a couple catches this last week, a couple more targets, had a drop or two. Well, Jerry Jeudy today was asked about Shador's consistency growing.
What have you seen of Shador? We don't really get to watch very much practice, and I know he hasn't had a first team reps yet, but what kind of development have you seen in him over these past few months?
He consistently growing.
All right.
Okay.
So that was there's about a 10-second question from Mary Kay and about a two-word answer from Jay. Okay, that's just one answer, right? That's just one.
Yeah, maybe he gets wordy here at some point.
I mean, I'm sure. Jerry's a very verbose guy. He's one of the leaders in the locker room.
He wouldn't shut up talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Absolutely.
What I mean, to say about Dylan?
I mean, some have said, not me, because I don't want to get my ass beat. Some have said he could be a Gabriel gobbler. So here was another question and answer where Jerry Jeudy was talking about Shador's last drive.
On that last drive, it looked like he was the most comfortable on that last drive. Did anything change with him at all? Did he feel better? What did you pick up on watching that last drive?
Just having multiple reps.
Okay. That was the okay.
All right.
Oh, well, no. I mean, those are just
expanded
two.
Now. That was three words, right?
So
get multiple reps.
Maybe the next one could
better
get
better than two.
Maybe this next one where he talks about chemistry with Shador. Maybe we'll get four words.
This is going to be the one.
Is there a way to fast forward the process of trying to develop that timing and chemistry with that new guy?
No, you just need reps.
No, you just need reps.
That's five words.
Okay, we're getting there.
All right. So three questions, and I believe we've got 10 words?
Okay.
And
so,
answers?
All right, so we got one more question in this, is that right?
No, I believe those were the only three that we pulled
out. That was it. We got three questions.
This was the whole media
Jake
availability
was
90
seconds
today.
That was the whole media availability. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, so what the problem with this is obviously we can unpack this for an hour. But
let's not.
Jerry Jeudy clearly is pissed.
Yes.
Jerry Jeudy has now become a broken man, and I'm surprised it took this long. I felt like he was toeing the company line. I felt like he was doing everything he needed to do. At 2-8, I think it might be safe to say, that Jerry Judy's been broke.
I just want to know what broke him, because the problem is there's going to be half the listening audience that goes, this is Shador's fault.
Well, it can't be Shador's fault. He's just the one that's asked there to go out there and play. And now, is the inference there that Shador, him just being asked to play, is enough then to break Jerry Jeudy? Like, what does Jerry Jeudy know that we don't?
I don't think he does.
Would Lima use this as weaponry to then suggest that Jerry Jeudy knows that this is going to go terribly and just awfully, and so that's why Jerry Jeudy is speaking the way that he's speaking?
I think you probably could have. That's a rhetorical question, right?
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
okay. Just making sure. I mean, this is different. And Jerry has been one of the guys leading the charge, don't give up. The Kevin Stefanski has repeatedly called him one of the locker room leaders. I would say this is one of the more concerning things you've heard out of the locker room over the last 14 days.
And really, it's
lack
thereof. But this was Denver, Jerry Jeudy. That's what, yes. A couple weeks ago, it was so amazing to me. And I made such an important note of it. We had Ashley on, who's going to join us today. And she kind of got the ball rolling on that thought process of like, man, Jerry Jeudy is just, he is giving us all sorts of info and nuggets. And he is really speaking so high of Dylan Gabriel. And I remember thinking I was gobsmacked because at a certain point, now, yes, it was year four in Denver, but at a certain point in Denver, the man just cracked and he just gave up and he just started speaking. He went online and started tweeting all these different things that got him in trouble. And every media appearance seemed like it was a problem to the point where guys like Mark Schlereth, who know that Jerry Jeudy has talent, turned on him because he got annoyed with the person more than anything. And then in the year and a half that Jerry has been here, he has been a model citizen. He has been as good as it gets, but 2-8 and then 3 wins last year. At some point you crack, and it feels like Jerry Jeudy's cracked today.
Yeah, I think the problem is
he's fed up.
I don't want to speak in absolutes because, again, we don't 100% know what was behind this. We don't know if Jerry was just having a bad day. I want to give him a lot of outs because Jerry, again, has been a solid citizen since being here, right?
Well, I mean, this is your messaging, though. Like, you make your messages through the media. Same thing we say to Stefanski all the time. Like, you get to direct what you say and how you say it. And then if you don't give us anything, guess what? We get to interpret it whatever way we want. That's part of what this is.
100% fair. But I think my point is, there's a multitude of reasons he could have handled this thing today the way he did. What I can tell you is it's way more concerning than when I hear the defense is frustrated with the offense, because Jerry is on the offensive side of the ball, and whether it's Shador, the game planning, the fact that they're losing, I don't think either Dylan or Shador solidify themselves without Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, because the reality is, like, I agree with people who think Cedric Tillman has something. I think he is an NFL wide receiver. I know he can't stay healthy, but like, he's not a number one. I don't think that's who he'll be. I think he might be closer to a 2 or a 3, a Muhammad Massaquat kind of wide receiver. So that's not bailing out a young quarterback. There's only one guy who, at his best, has put up fringe number one type stats. I don't know that he's a number one, but has at least put up that kind of stats. And it's Jerry Jeudy.
Okay,
but the idea that he is in whatever place he's in today, that's not great.
It's not great. Like, what about the 17 total yards between the Dolphins game and the Patriots game told him that he needs to fall in love with Dylan Gabriel? Was it the Jets game alone? Is that all this is? Like, oh, I got enough in the Jets game where he finally targeted me that there was some sort of glimpse of us getting on the same page? Because I got to tell you, Jerry, I think that was just fool's gold is all that was. I think more likely what was going to happen is what had been happening all season long, where the connection between you and Dylan isn't there. But, like, if anybody, like, we're excited to see what Shador can do. Defense sounded pretty excited, and all the people that spoke today. Denzel Ward was asked about Shador Sanders for the first 5 questions of their press conference today. They sounded pretty excited to see what Shador can do. It is alarming that the number one wide receiver on this offense didn't give off the impression that he's happy that this is happening. He gave off the impression that he'd rather not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be doing the press conference.
So can I give you an alternative reason why we got this from Jerry?
I'd like to hear it.
Maybe he's sick of talking about an offense that completely stinks, and he's one of the faces of it.
Okay, so then he cracked. He's
well,
no, no,
well, but I think it's just you can only give the same answers for so many times without a changed result. Maybe he's just waiting for a changed result or the end of the season. Like I think it's the same thing. Like if you're in a committed relationship with somebody and you keep having the same fights, At some point, if the end result doesn't change, you're sick of making the same points. You're sick of the behavior not changing. Again, I don't know I would automatically say this is about Shador. I think it's just he's hearing the same questions for the last 6 weeks. Again, I'm just trying to provide a devil's advocate on why Jerry might have just been annoyed as hell today. I think maybe he's just ready for something to change on the actual football field.
I mean, it's just a little surprising to me is all.
It is. No, you're right.
You would think this would be the day that he would come out and be like, yeah, I was real excited for Dylan. Loved what we did in the Jets game, but you know what? I'm also really excited to see what Shador can do. How about us stretching the field a little bit? I mean, is it because he knows that in the play to Larvadan had 4 snaps the entire game, and he was going to Larvadan and wasn't even thinking about Jerry Jeudy in that play? Because he had a first down play with Shador. I'm sure that Sanders is going to want to target you. You're not going to be left out of this offense, and you're going to probably have a better chance than you did with Dylan. At least you should. But that was not the energy or excitement of a guy that's like, let's get this thing going.
216-474-0092. Is Jerry Jeudy fed up with the offense? He's definitely fed up. We just don't know what he's fed up with.
I mean, you're not out there getting cardio on Sunday, Jerry. Like, this is the game. Like, this is the game where you get to go ahead and make a new connection with a new quarterback.
I think you're launching a preemptive. I wouldn't. I don't know that I would take this automatically to be about Shador.
He was so excited 2 weeks ago with Dylan Gabriel. He was over the moon.
Maybe he was overcompensating.
I don't understand it. I'm dying to find out what Ashley's take on it is, but like, that's a very, very, you got one shot a week with these guys to speak and give your opinion out there, and you went 3 questions in a minute and a half total. Like, that's, I don't love this from Jerry.
I don't love this at all from Jerry. But I think it's much more likely that it's about the offense in general than it just has anything to do with Shador versus
Dylan.
No,
but, and that might be part of it too, but it's like, this should be the time you get excited for the offense. Like me, I've been frustrated with the offense for 6 weeks now watching Dylan Gabriel play football. I'm now back to being excited about the offense. And maybe at halftime of Sunday, I'll have a different opinion on that. But like, this should be, we talk about jolts all the time. And like little messages or little things like giving up the play calling and doing things to get people a different perspective on it, to get them fired up. Like, going to Shador should get everyone in that building fired up. But
they're going to Shador because of an injury. That's not the same thing.
But Shador's still playing.
It's not the I agree that Shador can spark the offense, meaning like hypothetically, I think he's got talent, and I think you just never know with these guys. As much as the NFL likes to say, oh, we saw that one coming, they're like Daryl Ryder, never surprised about anything.
Never surprised.
No matter what happens. So I think it's hypothetically possible, in the same way hypothetically possible, Dylan could have done it. But also, if you're on your third quarterback and you're going into game 11, I can understand if you just don't want to sell anything anymore. Well, just ready to be able to be like, look what happened on Sunday, that's the proof.
It's just interesting timing then. Let's put it that way. It's interesting timing because 4 out of the 6 games that Dylan Gabriel has played in, Jerry Jeudy hasn't gotten more than 25 yards in any of those games. 4 out of the 6. I'm not asking for a million from Jerry. He hasn't gotten more than 25. So I get if he's beaten down. But if I were him, I'd look at this like, all right, this is a different quarterback. Maybe this is a different chance and a different opportunity because the connection with Dylan Gabriel outside of that Jets game when they force-fed him passes, it's non-existent.
All right, we're going through all the possibilities. Could he just have had a bad day?
I mean, it's always on the table, but like in that same respect too, if this is the one time a week that you get to speak to us, I don't think with those type of players, I don't think any of this stuff is an accident. I just have a hard time thinking that like he had a bad day and then they just didn't want to do it and it just is what it is. That happens, sure. But the timing on this is very suspicious for him to have a bad day.
Did you just get told that Gage Larvadane is going to have to be the number one receiver because Shador knows him better?
Gage is going to get the connection with him, so Gage is going to get the opportunity.
There'd be nothing funnier if your first 2 receivers on Sunday were Gage Larvadane and the ball boy from back in
hey,
July.
Ball boy, you're in.
And all of a sudden, the Browns offense throws for like 400 yards. Like the ball boy is actually like Darnell Washington. He's 6'7", he's 300 pounds, but he also runs a 4.6. It's like Mike Evans meets Darnell Washington.
We just like watching Darnell Washington play.
We do like Biggins here.
He's fun. Yeah, he's
honestly
fun.
You know me, I'm pro other big fellas. He said he weighs 311.
Oh, really? I think he was listed at like 250 or something.
He is. Yeah. He was like, on the St. Brown podcast and he said, they were like, how much do you weigh? And he's like, I can't tell you. I can't remember the last time I was weighed in. And the other St. Brown brother said, dude, you have weekly weigh-ins. And he broke. Yeah. He was like, all right, I'm 311.
Yeah.
That's insane. A tackle or a tight end that's 311. It'd probably be a better left tackle than what they got going on there. Ashley Bastock in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.